Chapter 4. The Police Visit Jay. The next Monday, Jay came home from school and was doing his homework when he heard a loud knock at the door. He opened the door and was surprised to see Detective Potter and another detective standing there.
"Hello, Jay. Do you remember me?"
Detective Potter asked.
"Yes, of course I do," said Jay.
"Jay, this is Detective Freer," said Detective Potter. "We want to speak to you about something important."
Jay looked worried.
"Don't worry," said Detective Freer. "You haven't done anything wrong. We only need your help."
Jay invited the men to come into the house, and everyone sat down in the living room. Detective Potter took an envelope from his pocket. He took 3 photos out of the envelope and put them on the coffee table.
"Does this person look familiar?" asked Detective Potter.
Jay looked at the photos.
"Yes, I've seen a photo of this man," he exclaimed. "He looks exactly like me."
"That's why we need your help," said Detective Potter.
Just then, Tori came home from school. She was surprised to see 2 men sitting in the living room with Jay.
"Hello, everybody," she said. "Jay, what's happening?"
"Everything's all right, Tori," said Jay. "These detectives are here because they want my help. They're going to tell me..." At that moment, Tori saw the photos on the table.
"I remember him," she said to Jay. "Do you remember that I showed you a jewellery advert last Saturday? The model in it looked just like you. This is him."
She turned to the detectives.
"Did you bring these photos?" she asked.
"Yes, we did," said Detective Potter.
Then he explained about Carsten Peters. Tori and Jay listened very carefully. The front door opened, but they didn't hear. Mrs. Hudson came into the living room. She looked worried.
"I'm Mrs. Hudson, Jay and Tori's mother. Is anything wrong?" she asked.
The detective stood up quickly.
"Hello, Mrs. Hudson. I'm Detective Potter, and this is Detective Freer," Detective Potter said. "Please don't worry. Nothing's wrong. We're here because we need your son's help."
Then Tori spoke.
"This is so exciting, Mum," she said.
Mrs. Hudson wasn't happy.
"Helping the police can be very dangerous, Tori," she said. "Why does Jay need to help you?" she asked Detective Potter. "He's very young."
Detective Potter showed the photos to Mrs. Hudson.
"This is the reason we need your son, Mrs. Hudson," he said. "We believe this man is a jewellery thief, part of an international group, and we want to catch the entire group."
He repeated the story of Carsten Peters to Mrs. Hudson.
"Jay will go to London for 2 weeks to study," said Detective Potter.
"Why does Jay have to go to London for 2 weeks?" Mrs. Hudson asked. "Why can't he study here in Manchester?"
"We're taking Jay to the best modelling agency in England. It's called the Swanson Agency, and it's in London," explained Detective Potter. "The leader of the group of jewellery thieves will only buy the jewellery from Carsten Peters, so Jay must be exactly like him. Jay will have to learn everything about modelling and study very hard."
"Do you want to do this?"
Mrs. Hudson asked Jay.
"Yes, I do, Mum. I can write about it later on my university application form," answered Jay. "And don't worry about my schoolwork. I'll do it when I return home. I promise."
"When does Jay have to go?" asked Mrs. Hudson. "And where will he stay?"
"Mrs. Hudson, we hope that Jay will leave here in 2 or 3 days," answered Detective Potter. "The Swanson Agency's got a small flat, and Jay can stay there. Will you help us, Jay?"
"Yes, I will," said Jay.
"Do you permit Jay to help us, Mrs. Hudson?" asked Detective Potter.
"I'm still a little worried, but I agree," said Mrs. Hudson. "And I'll tell my husband. I'm sure he'll agree too."
"Thank you," said Detective Potter. "We'll phone you soon, Jay." And the two detectives left the house.